All right, welcome in. It's Friday afternoon, just after the noon hour. This is Car Free Radio with your host, Car Free Brad from carfreebrad.com. Running things a little bit differently because normally I broadcast out of the Clark Radio or the radio of Clark University Studio, and apparently they run on a different schedule. It's Christmas break for them already, so they shut down the studio. Close down all the equipment. I can't even get in. So I decided to say, you know, screw you guys. I'm here to stay. I'm here to work. My show's from 12 to 1 on Fridays. I'm taping a show from 12 to 1 on Fridays. So here I am with my very first Car Free Brad podcast brought to you by carfreebrad.com, obviously. We have a lot to cover today. It's just before Christmas. So I'd like to jump into exactly how you go about doing your Christmas shopping and getting all those things done for the holiday season when you don't actually have a car. So I don't really have a plan for that, but I'm going to cover that. Also, some of the strange looks I get from other bikers. I've started to notice that they're giving me some strange looks up and down Main Street, as well as a number of other things that we will cover throughout the time. Play some songs. Just try to relax. I've had a tough week. I've been sick all week. You might be able to tell my voice. I'm going to rip some cough drops, get on some NyQuil, so that by the time the show is done, I will be ready to write a mean paper that's due by 5. So sit back, enjoy the show. Like I said, my first podcast attempt outside of the live studio. So we'll see what happens. Car Free Radio here with your host, Car Free Brad from carfreebrad.com. Don't forget to check out the blog each and every day for exciting tidbits of the trials and tribulations of my life trying to live car free as we enter the serious winter months. But I wanted to talk today a little bit about the holiday season. I feel like one of the things I've realized living car free is that it kind of strips you down. You know, cars and all that. I'm not going to get into a philosophical argument or discussion about, you know, cars as status symbols and all of that nonsense. But it's true. I mean, when I ride my bike and somebody rolls up next to me in like a pimped out Escalade, you know, my inner hip hop comes out, and you know, my 1982 custom Shogun that cost me $75 secondhand doesn't really live up. You know, you immediately get put back into high school, you know, where like, even if you have a terrible car, you know, an 84 Corolla per se, maybe I had one, you know, windows down, bases up. For some reason, it puts you right back in that seat, 16, 17, 18 years old, completely immature. But for some reason, my obnoxious car with the windows down and the bass up is going to attract chicks. And I mean, when it comes right down to it, I think that's what it is. It's status. You know, I have a car. I have a loud car. And when you get into the, you know, pimped out Escalades, you know, there's a bit I can't fight that. I can't fight that feeling. It's just the way it is. And, you know, like I said, living car-free kind of strips you down. You know, you have to swallow a whole lot of pride, which I think probably for me has been a good, necessary lesson, you know, to realize, I don't have a pimped out Escalade, and I do feel like less of a man for some reason. But yeah, I've overcome that, and working to fight through it. But what we want to talk about today, and what I want to talk about right now, is that stripped down feeling coming into the holiday season. You know, holiday season comes with all sorts of pressures. We all know about it. You know, there's the pressure to get the right gifts, to get gifts. You know, there's that pressure to spend money. What if you don't have money? A lot of us right now are in that situation. I mean, I know I am. Cash is tight. You know, I'm trying to start up a business. You know, so we're in the very early seed, you know, capital stages. So every dollar has to go into the business. I'm also a grad student. So every day, especially every hour, you know, these last 3 minutes, I've probably gone into crazy debt to Clark University, you know, just right there. You know, so cash, it's at a premium. And I'm not the only one. So those pressures kind of build. And I mean, the holiday season can be really tough. And one of the things I found is, what do you do? What do you do? Screw that. What do I do trying to live car-free in the holiday season? I mean, it's one thing to shop online and whatnot. What are you doing when you're cash-strapped? You're trying to get – you need to be creative in your gift-giving. If you're going to buy gifts, you have to find deals. And if you're anything like me, you're thinking about it starting tomorrow. So that gives us a grand total of 9 days. Not exactly optimal for finding online deals, considering free shipping and all that's out the window. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg to get anything starting tomorrow anyway. So that said, what do? You know, without giving away all of my secrets, it's really time to get creative. And it really comes down to the people around you. I think another part of living car-free is really reveals the character not only of yourself, but really the people around you. And I mean, I've been so ridiculously lucky in that the people around me are of, you know, top-notch character, or at least they hide their utter disdain for what I'm doing really well. But I'm going to assume they're all really good people, because I know for a fact that pretty much all of them are. There's a few that I'm questioning. But I've come to realize it's, you know, you have to make yourself vulnerable, which is not easy for me. I'm not one to do that. Anybody that knows me will tell you that's true. But you do. You have to rely on other people, especially around the holiday season. Like, I'm going to have to get out there at some point and do some Christmas shopping, I guess, and try and get some nice little things. I know those people that understand, you know, that we're all in a tough financial situation. They understand that they're not going to get the great gifts that I wish I could give. But it's just the way it is. And I think I'm coming to the realization that I have to rely on others. It's not going to be a solo Brad mission. I'm not going to be able to get those things I want. And yeah, it sucks, but it's the truth. You know, I'd love to hear any thoughts that you people have. If you want to hit me up, comment here on the blog at carfreebrad.com, or hit me up on Twitter at carfreebrad. Feel free. If you want to look us up on Facebook, we're there too, obviously, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, go to carfreebrad.com. Hit me with comments. Let me know what you think. Your creative Christmas solutions. I'd love to hear what people have come up with, because I have a few. All right, as of right now, I have all the holes to fill. So I need as much help as I can possibly get. You're listening to Car Free Radio with your host, Car Free Brad, brought to you by carfreebrad.com. Very first podcast here in December to round out the year, because they shut me out of the streaming studio at Clark University Radio. So I decided to go rogue.
sound so soulful, don't you agree? I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert. Hue blows, all the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, Yeezy and Hov, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted these niggas, Philip Drummond them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another game.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer, run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walks, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes versus sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive. I get it custom, you a customer, you ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabanas. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lames. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Carfree Radio. It's Carfree Brad, brought to you by CarfreeBrad.com. Yeah, we're talking about, what were we talking about? Oh, Christmas and trying to live carfree and all that, and I discussed my vulnerability and how I'm uncomfortable with it and all that. But, you know, I'm looking for your opinions on that because I'm really curious to see what people think about that. But one of the things I didn't have a chance to discuss this, but I'd really love to, was a phenomenon from this morning, actually, my commute, in which I found myself getting strange and almost dirty looks from other bikers. Today was a brutal day. The wind was, luckily, was a pretty solid wind. None of these major, like, 50-mile-an-hour gusts, but, you know, a solid, you know, 20 to 30-mile-an-hour wind. And as it goes when you're on a bike, anybody who's ridden a bike, you know if you're going to be riding your bike, guess what's going to happen if it's windy? The wind's going to be in your face the entire ride. So that's just how it goes. So that's how it was for me all my entire ride this morning. Pretty miserable. I actually checked, you know, multiple times. Actually, before I left, I knew it was going to be windy. I saw Petey Bouchard on Channel 7 told me it's going to be windy. Keep an eye out. So I said, all right, Petey, I'm checking the tires, put air in the tires, made them, you know, filled them up extra so that I could be riding with as little resistance as possible. But, you know, when I get on that bike fully loaded, I'm 220 pounds a human up on top of this two wheels. So I act like a pretty significant sail in the wind. There's nothing I can do about that. You know, I'm a, you know, 6'1", you know, with 220 pounds right there. That's a sail, and the wind just grabs me. So today, I swear, it's funny, you don't realize how powerful the wind is and how hard it makes it to ride until you're in that 30 mile an hour headwind the whole way, and you have to stand up and you're just cranking on those pedals and you're sweating and it's gross. You don't realize it until, like, you cut between two buildings and there's no wind for like a block, and all of a sudden it's so easy to ride. It's crazy. It happened a couple times, and you come out from between those two buildings, and the wind just hits you again, and it's like, oh my God, it literally feels like you're squeezing on your brakes as you try and pedal. But enough complaining about the wind. It's just another fact that you have to deal with if you're living car-free, so I deal with it every day. What I don't understand
is, you know, I leave in the morning and I try to prepare myself for pretty much everything. You know, today I had a head sock on. Didn't go full face cover because it's not that cold. It was like 45, 50 degrees. But the wind, I knew it was going to be brutal. So I had the head sock to keep me warm. And then I always keep a pair of goggles in my pocket just in case for rain, for wind, for whatever. And for when it gets really cold, like your eyes just water like crazy and it freezes. Anyway, so today, windy as heck, dust going to be in my face, threw on the goggles. So there I am, head sock up, but face fully exposed, goggles on, helmet, ready to rock and roll. I'm cranking up Main Street, which is like a mile and a half of, you know, slight incline. So you're going uphill for the whole way. Of course the wind's in my face. I'm hating life because it's a Friday and I have a huge paper that I am nowhere on that's due in about 3 hours. So I'm hating life, just trying to get there. And don't I notice that the hold on one sec. Test one, there we go. All right, sorry about that. I reserved a room here at the library and apparently, even though I'm in a sealed room, it is mostly windows, and I was disturbing other people who were trying to study. So I will, please excuse me if the voice is a little low. I'll try and fix that later on. But anyway, so here I am. I'll get right back into it. I'm cruising up Main Street and fully decked out, and multiple bikers going the other way. So they're going downhill. You know, these guys, you know, I'm not gonna knock that they're not properly equipped. No helmets, nothing like that. One riding some on the streets, some on the sidewalk. Really, just the people that I hate on bikes because they just ruin it for everybody because they make drivers nervous. They give other bikers a bad name. I won't get into that today. You know, both these individuals, as I'm cranking, so I'm wind in my face, going uphill. I'm going slow as hell. I'll admit that. They come cruising down, staring at me the whole time, like full-on grilling me. And, you know, first guy was like, oh, you know, he's probably just like, oh, another biker. You know, wow, I hardly ever see that. He's amazed. And that's what I chalked it up to. The next guy, he's grilling me from, you know, 300 yards out. And obviously, to the point where as he passes me on the other side of the street on the sidewalk, almost slows down to a stop, turning his head and following me. And so at this point, I'm paranoid and I'm watching him. So he's tossing me a dirty look. And maybe I'm just being sensitive because, you know, I'm at this point just cranking uphill, wind in my face, miserable. But am I being oversensitive or, I mean, what's going on? I'll have to get a picture of my attire from this morning to see if I do look or I did look that ridiculous that required multiple bikers to essentially stare me down. But that's a side that, you know, I don't want to get into because I try not to just bitch and complain on a car-free radio. But all right, I'm going to reset, make sure my levels are good, keep my voice down so I don't disturb anybody, and check back in with you in just another minute or so. And see how this podcast is going. I'm not really sure. I can't tell what's happening. I'm all over the map, and I'm flustered because people are looking at me funny, and now I'm paranoid. It's Car Free Radio. I'm your host, Car Free Brad, brought to you by CarFreeBrad.com. Check it out at CarFreeBrad.com, or hit me up on Twitter at CarFreeBrad.
And it just keeps going.
Yeah.
And it just keeps.
So I'm in the airport getting ready to leave, heading to a friend's wedding in the NYC. But my head has been spinning, I'm forgetting to eat. All this jet setting has been really getting to me. It's already 11:20, I'm ready to sleep, but instead I end up sitting in a 27th seat. An aisle seat, fine by me, but the guy that's inside's always trying to pee. With a wild child behind that's crying and keeps flipping out and kicking at me while I finally scream. So I silently plea, oh God, please let there be a honey sitting 27B. But of course a morbidly obese beast is in a seat that wheezes when it breathes. Dude sitting D is at least 3 deep, and he keeps telling me what is wrong with his knees. Osgood Schlatter, just need water, but for a bottle they charge $2. And when I thought that it couldn't get worse, I forgot my iPod.
Nothing ever seems to go my way. Everybody needs to go
turbulence. We land when I'm about to turd in my pants. But the captain has seatbelt fastened, so my ass is just passing gas. And at last I escape from the plane when I'm minutes away from clinically insane. I make my way towards baggage claim when I hear a high-pitched voice scream my name. Some dumb bitch I went to high school with. While she's sweating, she's telling me she likes my shit. I just smile and think about how great it would be if I could just hit this chick with a quick leg sweep. So I pick up my LL Bean and beeline for the next taxi. In need of weed and boxer briefs, but my bags only got maxis.
Having a bad day, nothing ever seems to go my way. Everybody needs to go away. Why? Because I'm having a bad day.
And it just keeps going.
Keep going.
And it just keeps
going on.
And it just keeps going.
Keep going.
And it just keeps. I check into my hotel room and I pick up my cell phone to dial the groom. Tell him my mood and how I'm ordering food, and I'm probably gonna stay in and watch a movie. But the tube is no HBO, so anything I want, yo, I'm paying for. But I'm lame and broke, so I'm laying in a robe watching that Little People Big World show. Right then there's a knock at the door. It's my last hope for a Spanish whore who will change my sheets in exchange for penis.
Hi, I've lost my cat. Have you seen it?
Jesus, this day is the worst. At least I can give little me a jerk and then go to sleep healthy and diseaseless. I guess it could be worse, but I'm just
having a bad day. Nothing ever seems to go my way.
Carfree Radio. It's Carfree Brad here. It's a Friday, just right around lunchtime. We do this every Friday, and I'm your host, Carfree Brad, and this show is brought to you by and posted on, now that I'm doing podcasts, carfreebrad.com. So since you're already here, I'm not going to tell you to check it out, but hit me up on Twitter at carfreebrad for any feedback, show suggestions. I decided to make this podcast half hour rather than my regular 1 hour Friday radio show. Carfree Radio is usually on Fridays from noon to 1. You're welcome to check out carfreebrad.com, and I'll give you the links every time, because normally I'm streaming through the Clark Radio or the radio at Clark University Studio. This week, apparently, they're on Christmas break already. I have another 4 days of school, classes, and things to do on campus, but apparently they're done, so they locked it up. So I'm podcasting to see how it goes. So I'm going to keep it to 30 minutes, so that gives me just a few more minutes to discuss something I really wanted to get out there that, you know, is a bit of a passion play for me. It's this project and this company I'm working on. It's called Freight Farms. I'm not going to pitch you the whole thing. More or less what we're doing is we've created a product, Freight Farms, using recycled shipping containers, hydroponic technology, and some digital networking tools to allow anyone to grow food anywhere, local communities, community groups, small business, and really target to eliminate urban food deserts and, you know, make food local, make it accessible, make it reasonably priced, and create local economies for those people that grow it. So that's the whole thing. The inspirational part is we started a Kickstarter campaign, so please go to freightfarms.com or go to Kickstarter and search for Freight Farms. Click it, send it, donate, because we really need your help. We're just over 50%. We have, I think, 15 days left to reach our goal. And if we don't reach our goal, we don't get a dollar, and we can't build out this first unit here in Worcester. And, you know, we'll really, it'll make it a lot harder for us to solve this problem and help feed a lot of people who need access to fresh food. So that's not even the passion part. Obviously, I'm passionate about that. It's my baby, and I want to see this thing grow, and I'm going to make it happen. And we need help. What I want to talk about today is my business partner, John, who's I've worked with for over 2 years to develop this product and this perfect solution and the business concept. And, you know, we both put in, I don't even want to put
a number to the hours that we've put in developing and creating and researching this. You know, days, nights, weekends, holidays, you name it, we're always on it, which is great. It's exciting because it's a great project and we're happy to do it. But he's decided to step up and go well beyond the call of duty on this one. He's been inspired by Carfree Brad and carfreebrad.com and the project we're working on. He decided he wanted to, you know, start putting his money where his mouth is, literally. He decided we have rewards on our Kickstarter campaign. You know, for if you donate $15, we have a nice reward, like a custom thing that we've built, a $50 reward, another nice thing. If you get to, you know, you can sponsor an entire side of the Freight Farm so that when we send this thing on tour to, you know, throughout Boston and Worcester and the politicians and we do the photo shoots and everything, because we've already been offered all of this press coverage by a number of different outlets. It's just a matter of getting it built. You can sponsor a side for like $3,000 donation. Your name, your company, your product, whatever it is, will be one whole side of the Freight Farm. So that's pretty cool. What he's done is he's decided to go car free. But rather than just sell his car, get rid of it the way I did, he's decided to make his car the $4,000 reward on Kickstarter. So if you donate $4,000 to this project, you will receive as your reward his vehicle. It's a Volkswagen GTI. Like, the thing's actually really cool. It's a good car. You know, he's been my ride on more than one occasion since I've been car free. And, you know, I guess Volkswagen people are pretty crazy and pretty passionate. So if you are one, definitely check it out. It's up there on the site. Go to Kickstarter.com, search Freight Farms, or just go to www.freightfarms.com, and the link is right there. And check that out. But I'm just blown away by, I mean, I'm devoted to this project and to this business and to, you know, helping people and creating accessible, local, fresh food. Here's my business partner putting me to shame. He's literally giving up his car for Freight Farms. I gave up my car and all that, but just think about that. Have you ever been that passionate about anything you've been working on that you were willing to, A, go car free, B, give up your car, and C, give up your car not to get $4,000 in cash? And as I discussed earlier, it's holiday season. We're all strapped for cash. He's in the same boat I am. He just finished school for industrial design, so he's not exactly raking in the cash, mostly because both of us are spending 40, 50 hours a week working on this business, and we're not getting any money right now. We're not paying ourselves, obviously. It's not, you know, we need to raise the money just to build out the prototype. And, you know, the idea is to help people first and then start to turn a profit. But yeah, so, I mean, can you imagine being that passionate and that in? You know, like, that's all in right there. That's Texas Hold'em, all in, you know, put the game on the line right there, you know, to put your $4,000 vehicle, and he's a car guy, a 100% car guy, passionate about, you know, he's a Volkswagen car guy, like, loves to customize, loves to do all these things, and just loves a vehicle. A real car guy, passionate about it, going all in, putting his putting a $4,000 car, not up for sale, not up for the. It's the reward for somebody who, A, wants a car, but also wants to support this project. So if you know somebody who's in the market for a quality Volkswagen GTI vehicle, literally go to freightfarms.com, go to the Kickstarter campaign, and check out the vehicle and, you know, donate that $4,000. Your $4,000, you're not just buying a car. You're buying a car. You're not buying it. You're getting a car for free, and you're supporting Freight Farms and creating access to local fresh produce for people in the urban environment who wouldn't otherwise have it. So I'm just blown away by, like, just that move alone, but also we're up over 200 supporters. 200 people have backed us, donated money to the cause. Over 13 grand. We need 26 to make this happen. And I'm beside myself, inspired. And it's making it hard for me to try and write this paper this afternoon because I want to get on the phone and talk to everybody I know and tell them how great this project is and how amped I am and just all that. So I'm not going to get into it because I'm over my half-hour limit that I'd set because I have a ton of stuff to do. And, you know, this first podcast, Car-Free Radio experiment, we'll see how it goes. So once again, this is Car-Free Radio with your host, Car-Free Brad. You can check me out anytime. Come on back to carfreebrad.com. And, you know, please send me comments, send me feedback. Let me know what you liked, what you didn't like. And we will go from there. Hit me up on Twitter, at carfreebrad. And I'd just like to thank once again the sponsor, myself, carfreebrad.com. This is Car-Free Radio. Check me out every Friday from noon to 1 here at carfreebrad.com. I'll let you know whether I'm streaming from Clark Radio or it's going to be podcast style. Either way, you're going to get something every Friday. Thanks for listening.